107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Keep it all together.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation has grudgingly been coming down. Gas prices are helping.
Compared to a year ago at this time, Americans are now paying 50 cents a gallon less on average for regular unleaded. If you have a 16-gallon tank, which is normal for cars, that's $8 less per fill-up compared to a year ago. The national average is now at $3.31 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. Much of it because of lower oil prices, down 10% since July, and less demand from China because of a weakening economy there.
ABC's Alex Stone. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan arrived in Beijing for 3 days of talks with high-level officials, including Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The U.S. and China trying to return to less tense relations. A gun law in Missouri has been struck down. The St. Louis-based federal appeals court doing away with the Missouri law barring local police from enforcing some federal gun laws. This is ABC News. Apple juice recall.
Walmart has recalled nearly 10,000 cases of Great Value brand apple juice sold in 25 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia. The juice was found to contain potentially harmful levels of arsenic. The FDA has given the recall more urgent classification after announcing its original alert 2 weeks ago. The new classification says the affected product may temporarily cause adverse health consequences, but is unlikely to cause serious or irreversible medical issues. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The northern bald ibis, or well-dressed, it once soared over North Africa, the Arabian Peninsula, and much of Europe, before it was hunted essentially into extinction by the 17th century. And the species has been revived by breeding and rewilding, but the birds no longer know the winter migration route. An outfit called the Wildcat Team acts as foster parents and flight instructors for the Central European population, hoping to teach the birds how to fly south for the winter. I'm Richard Cantor, ABC News.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics, September 15th to the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plants.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out?
Overnight low of 73 degrees, warm and muggy with light southeast winds.
And the most
continued hot and humid with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday and a high of 92.
It's your weather and more chance of
spotty
thunderstorms.
Spotty showers or thunderstorms Tuesday night and a low of 66. A high of 80 Wednesday, Thursday's 80.
Hometown Radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe.
Just not having still new
eyes.
A light up the room, kind of smile.
Girl, I felt it in my bones. Back in the day, we didn't have vaccines. We talked all night.
Late 2 years flew right by. Down on one knee praying you won't say no. We're shaking right down to my bones.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home, Governor's Mansion in Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Packers at a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback. Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis, on mass trade direction, learning a new NFL playbook and
how's that angel wind up with just a quarterback play wherever you're at. So I just felt like you're going to take different ones at this level and do with a new team and new people. Yeah,
baby,
so you
I'm just
to
college football. The Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday, and they host Western Michigan.
We know as little as we ever have in the writing. They got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Down obviously the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of a land of sports? I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and light winds for the overnight. Could have a little bit of patchy fog in the lines. Lower 70s by sunrise. On Tuesday, excessive heat warning in effect. Highs in the mid-90s. Keep the decks to 105. Showers into the
front
of the light day. It's 78 at our studios.
Pete Schwaba. Dropping by on the next nightlight is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9. News from the center, WRCE.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You've been turning men now, not your ordinary guy is gonna do. You've been waiting for that someone who can turn your head around. Well, now, honey, I'm that special one for you.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Welcome back to the show, our second hour. My name is Greg Buck. I'm filling in for Jane, and she is on vacation for the next 2 weeks. And we have a wonderful guest co-host for today. It's Angela Lang from Black Communities, also known as Block. You are the executive director this morning. And you can be part of the conversation. If you have any questions for Angela, any questions for me, any questions in general, we'll do our best. But you can call us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also get our app. And you can go ahead and text us and call us through the app as well. Go to your favorite app store of choice, find the Civic Media app, you can download it, call us, text us, and if you're online, if you're, wow, I'm 100, you're online, you're on the interwebs, whether it's YouTube or Twitter or Facebook,
yeah.
You can watch our live stream.
Yeah.
You can watch us talking right now. You can see all the faces of Angela.
Yeah, you can see our Angela does not pull back. She has a terrible poker face.
But, yeah, be part of the conversation. Be part of the show. Love to have you around. And we're going to go right to a call, actually. Eric from Wauwatosa is on the line. Eric, what can we do for you today?
Hello, hello. Answer my question. Mr. Ryan. Better place to live for all of us. I'd also like to say that I think Governor Walz, white guy, Taco Man, is just self-deprecating humor, the ability to laugh at yourself, and that's so bad. And I see anybody claiming racism or just white folks playing victims, which is one of our superpowers born out of our need for innocence.
He's working
truth.
I don't need to
wonder as a longtime
where
canvasser, I'm seeing unprecedented excitement for the Democratic ticket by both volunteers and the people I'm meeting at the door. But that said, we're all facing a disaster brewing at the Wisconsin Election Commission, where Bob Fidel, an election denier, remains in place.
There's not
he's
much
probably
left
going
for
to certify the November election if given a chance. And it's probably our biggest obstacle to VP Harris winning Wisconsin. And I was just wondering whether Block is actively, you know, involved
it's
in that fight.
That's a good idea. I'm surprised reporters haven't done that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm not getting paid, but I'd really like to know what they have to say today. And then lastly, is just that has that individual been spoken with about, you know, doing a multicultural group? Have they come around since, or are they still hurt from not being deferred to? And I'll hang up with this.
Thanks, Eric, for the call.
I appreciate you, Eric.
Eric, I'm only laughing. I'm not laughing at you. Trust me, buddy. I'm not laughing at you. It's as you asked that last part, the Cheshire grin that came upon Angela's face, which is like, oh, I really have to not say someone's name right now.
Yes. Okay. Love all of that, Eric. Also, shout out to you for, like, being a longtime canvasser, too, because, like, that, I mean, not everyone can canvass. like not everyone can donate, but like being able to find something that you can do to plug in is so important. So thank you, Eric, for doing that. I'm so glad you brought up Bobby Mandel because I wrote numerous pieces and joint op-eds about this man.
If you don't know who Bob Spindell is, Angela, this is one of the most infuriating things about Wisconsin, and a bit of a beef I have with Josh Cole. But go ahead and inform the people about Bob Spindell and the other cohorts.
Okay, so Wisconsin has the Wisconsin Election Commission. If you are a throwback person, it used to be called the Government and Congress. Gap, right? That's where you got deputized, where you can register people to vote, all of that. And the way the Wisconsin Election Commission works, I should know this, I don't, not that much of a nerd. There's a group of people, I don't know how many people are on it, I should know, whatever, we can look that up. There's a group of folks, but the way that they're on there is they're through appointments. And so we know who is a Democrat and who is a Republican. It's supposed to be balanced, and the chairship, you know, alternates and whatnot, fair. And so Bob Spindell, the first thing that he really got on my radar for is that, you know, he's a known Republican, and I believe he had like a role with like the county party, Republican party at some point, and he sent out an email after 2022 where he talked about how they could quote, especially proud of the lower voter turnout, specifically in the black and brown community. And for me, I'm like, you're a Wisconsin election official. You are bragging, one, about black and brown turnout being down, but we are always susceptible to voter suppression, and there's attacks on our ability to vote. But also, like, you, again, weird flex, you just said you didn't do your job as a Wisconsin election official. You should be wanting to make sure everybody has the right to vote and we have the highest voter turnout. As a Wisconsin election official who helps administer elections, I know they're going to be meeting about, you know, RFK and all of that, right? You administer elections, why are you bragging about lower voter turnout in the black and brown community? That was the first thing. Speaking of the Greek population area and other places, like, there's lots of pieces that I've written on this, including one recently as of this year, we did a joint op-ed with Stolz for the Polls and Wisconsin Democracy Campaign about Bob Spindell. We actually held a rally on President's Day trying to call for his removal again. And so what also is important to know is that this man is a fake elector.
Yes.
So that was, I think, one of the big things that got people to pay attention to him. So him being a fake elector, you know, he is able to continue to serve, which is wild, but he also was about to get sued. So all the fake electors kind of like trying to think, saying that they wouldn't be like fake electors anymore, and how like Joe Biden was like the actual president of the United States. And to avoid legal liability, Bob Spindell and everybody else that was caught up in this signed that, you know. It, to be clear, it is not because this man suddenly had a change of heart and thought Joe Biden suddenly was the president. He was afraid of legal liability, and he's allowed to continue to be on the Wisconsin Election Commission. Then let's also fast forward. Good friend of mine, Nicholas Ramos, who was with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, black man. This is like, you looked him in the eye at a Wisconsin election official meeting and was like, you need to step down for the following reasons. To which Bob Spindell, he put his foot in his mouth, had said, I have done, no other white Republican has done more for the black community than me.
Well, Donald Trump would really take issue with this.
I mean, right. And I'm like, someone is calling you to resign because you're not doing your job, and you're like, I've done a lot for black people. And he said this, I believe it was in Black History Month. I think it was in February. To Nick, a black man who's calling for his resignation. So that was like, I'm not going to lie. We have organizers. We smell blood in the water. So we continue to renew our calls. Op-eds have been written. But if people are actually interested, there is a website called firebob.com. And that has been around for a while, but we're calling for Majority Leader Lemon to remove Spindell or for Spindell to step down. So it's a lot.
So as you said, Bob Spindell is still serving. His term ends at the end of 2026. And most likely Devin Lemieux is not going to fire him because he appointed him. And his cohort, Andrew Hitt, who did a fantastic interview on Anderson Cooper, also a favorite actor,
yep.
By the way, I looked it up. There are six members. I thought there was. There are six members.
The Hornets, Bulldogs, Chiefs, and
okay, yeah. Blackhawks. I was like, I know it's not a play lot.
On it's country three Dems, three Republicans.
WRCO-FM 100.9.
I know that Josh Paul has said something to the effect that they're still looking into it and there's still a chance of charging people. But other states have filed charges against these traitors.
Yes.
I don't want to call them
things. Yeah, no.
They are traitors.
Yeah.
They are doing treasonous things to try to overthrow our election and our process and our vote, which is our voice.
Yeah.
So why Josh Call is just letting this sit in the water? Yeah. This is Wisconsin Nice. I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say this, and some people may know a broader thing of what I'm speaking of, but I'm not going to get into details. But I think it's fully, like, we understand. Everybody is on there as with the E or R next to their name. We know that. We understand that. I think it's wholly inappropriate for Wisconsin election commissioners to be able to be as politically active and involved as they are, whether it is, you know, slamming a candidate that you don't like on Facebook repeatedly every morning, or it is being able to be seen at these rallies, or to be excited that Black voter turnout is down. The partisanness is seeping into the Wisconsin Election Commission. And that does nothing to actually instill hope and confidence, I think, in Wisconsin folks. If you have people like this that are overly partisan, it's one thing to know where you stand. It's another to be actively as involved with both. And I say this on both parties. If people want to, you know, name names, that's cool. I will not. But I just think it's wholly inappropriate that if you are administering elections in Wisconsin, that you are able to be as politically involved and partisan. And maybe there needs to be a bill where saying, like, there's a certain window if you want to be active, since, you know, you are an active person. There is a window, but after this window, you can no longer be, you know, forward-facing political because now you have to do your job. So I have strong feelings, especially about Bob.
You?
I also have strong feelings in general, which is
One of the things, too, is, absolutely. Well, I told you that when you got here.
Yeah.
Well, and also the fact that, you know, someone like Andrew McKitt goes on Anderson Cooper and says, I was afraid for my family. No, dude, you went in this knowing that you were doing a traitor's act.
You got mad, you got caught.
Yep. You didn't apologize because you felt sorry. You apologized because someone caught you.
Yeah.
And since then, he's gone on to get a job working for a group. Their purpose is forming government. So tell me how that makes sense in any other universe. The fact that these people who enacted in traitorous activities get to keep their job, get to get hired by other, and probably got an outrageous.
Yeah.
It just goes along with my sense that there is certain, and this is the class discussion.
Yes.
There are no consequences for individuals who raise above a certain class line.
I was just about to say that. I was like, if this isn't the epitome of, like, peak white men who cause harm and then are allowed to fail forward. Yeah. Like, I've seen it organizing community. Okay, thanks. I've seen it in a lot of places that, like, you can do something so awful, but with the right people, you'll still find a soft place to land. I make a misstep or I'm a little too aggressive and, like, I don't have that opportunity, right? Like, Black women, we don't get a chance to do it. That was a mistake, and still land a cushy job. Like, it's wild that someone who literally played a role in trying to literally overthrow our government, which could have led to people literally being hanged, the vice president, and then it's just like, sorry, that was a mistake.
We'll keep talking about this. I want to bring up a sentence that Michelle Obama said last week about this. Mark, I see you on the line. Stay close. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your call when we come back. Angela Lang is our guest co-host. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, which is on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. Get hydrated. Come back.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff
at
608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
We felt that way too. And that's That's why we did something about it.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paints and Decoratings, Benjamin Moore, Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal landmarks. Benjamin Moore, Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
South Dakota.
We are here for our hometown.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home.
We can make a difference.
Today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund
to find out more.
Coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral. Your pre-funded policy called Pathway is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back.
Good morning, everyone.
A lighter load means a safer school day. This back-to-school message is sponsored by Richland Locker, TriStar Gifts and more, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Me and Cal B, the board lord, Dr. Slide. Where did you get your PhD, by the way?
The Shoe Box was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoe Box. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students,
I was trying to call
the Shoe Box is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price.
We also have
open 7 days a week in
Blacker.
Stop by and receive service like it ought
to. She is the executive director of Block, which is Black Leaders Organizing Our Communities, doing great work with the community, doing great work with the Black community, knocking on doors, sending a good message out there. But now we're talking about the WEC, thanks to Eric's from Wauwatosa calling. We're talking about the Wisconsin Election Commission and our thoughts on fake electors, also known as traitors, not really getting in trouble, but more or less, you know, having an oopsie daisy, sit in the corner, and we'll see what we can do. We'll rustle you up a job. But right now, we got one of our favorites, Mark from Prairie du Sac, on the phone right now. Mark, what's going on, my friend? We can have machine guns, but we can't use George Carlin's 7-7, which we never killed anybody, but I mean, to hear them. But I mean, it is just ridiculous that Bob Spindell and Andrew Hinn and these guys, you know, in any way, not called out as Stalinists. POSs that they are. Appreciate that restraint, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. It's tough. I mean, I'm not a constitutional scholar. So people have asked me. I don't want this nonsense. Apparently, this new copy of the federal papers in modern language. You do not need to see the modern language because it's like Wikipedia. Who knows what kind of editing or something is to change up the meaning of the text. Our founding fathers, for all their flaws, they had many of them, actually had some ideas that were based in history and based in the practice of politics. Ancient Babylon, ancient first century death sentence from judges that took bribes. I mean, they didn't go, they turned the Bible and turned the ancient history.
I mean, absolutely, Mark. I mean, thank you so much for calling. We always appreciate hearing from you. I mean, that's the thing, is this topic always whips up a lot of fervor, because, you know, it comes down to the fact that these individuals American activity, and sought to undo our process of the election, the free and fair election. And
wrist slap. Not even a wrist slap. There's no wrist slap. It's just like, hey, you should really be ashamed of yourself. By the way, we have a meeting this week. You're going to be there? It's your week. We got Alicia Saunders on the live stream. First of all, saying, Angela, you are awesome. Speak nothing but facts. And then also chimed in and said, I firmly believe that WEC needs to be completely nonpartisan. I don't disagree with that as well.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong. I think once you sit on if you sit on that commission, all right, the social media, post about other things. But you're only doing yourself a favor anyways by doing that. When you entrench yourself so deeply, and just be like, become unreliable or not someone to be very much respected.
Yeah, because it doesn't instill confidence in me that you are going to be nonpartisan when I see these things all the time. Like, oh, I'm just supposed to know you're a good person and then you're allowed to do this. And maybe it's working now. But, like, if that is the rule and anyone could theoretically get in this office, someone is bound to abuse that. And what I think is so interesting about, like, the whole fake elector, cutesy activities that he tried to do, I don't know what they were doing, but, like, it's so interesting that it came from the same party that is talking about voter integrity or, like, you know, voter fraud is a problem. This is why we need to have all these voter suppression efforts. I'm sorry, the only voter fraud I've seen is you all registering dead people and you all taking positions on the Wisconsin Election Commission to quite literally overturn the election. Do not lecture me and my community on voter fraud. Like, what is the legal avenue here? I don't know.
Because it's not a matter of being the first to do it.
Because other people have done it. Exactly.
The last one to do it. So, I guess, Attorney General Paul, you are awesome. And I know you are. Because we are. You can call us. It's 855-752-4842. And you don't have to be John Paul. Josh, that sounds like what we get on the bill.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the line, but you know, like, injury, you don't have to call the ball. But you can call, you can text, it's both the same number. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
I think people are just curious. Like, that's the thing, is like, if you see this happening in other states, and I'm not trying to say, like, we're not trying to bash John Paul's office, right, by any means, but I think it is for, because I get this question a lot of things. Whether it's both in state or out of state, it's like, how come Wisconsin? I was like, And so, like, I am curious. Like, please help me give me an argument that I can give to other people, because I think people are very curious when they see other states have done this. And it's like, well, why not us? And then I'm sure that office probably knows. Then the political rumors start to fly. And I'm like, no. Give me the reason. Like, I don't care about what Josh's future is. He's going to run for governor, blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to know why we're not seeing it now.
I mean, honestly,
I would do it.
I would just honestly be like, do it, and that's something you want to
do.
I want to protect our voting process, our people, our future. And
right.
And you do the crime. You do the crime.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the party of law and order wants, right?
Yeah.
That's what y'all love. Yeah. And then, you know, Republicans, it's just so interesting that the same party that, like, commits these crimes is going to be the same party of law and order. The
moon comes I think there's smoke coming out of you.
Oh, my brain hurts.
Well, we're going to let your brain rest for a little bit, and we're going to pay some bills with some ads. But go ahead, grab yourself a snack, everybody. Get some more. It's really hot. Really hope you like what you see. We're going to keep it going with Angela. We're going to talk about unions. We're going to talk about judiciary unions.
Yep.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Call in, text. We'd love to hear from you. Like, talk to you soon. Take care. I don't deserve to
like him, 6'5".
News from the center, WRCZ.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor. Inflation has grudgingly been coming down. Gas prices are helping.
Compared to a year ago at this time, Americans are now paying 50 cents a gallon less on average for regular unleaded. You have a 16-gallon tank, which is normal for cars. That's $8 less per fill-up compared to a year ago. The national average is now at $3.31 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. Much of it because of lower oil prices, down 10% since July, and less demand from China because of a weakening economy there.
ABC's Alex Stone. U.S. National Security Advisor Dick Sullivan arrived in Beijing for 3 days to talk to high-level officials, including Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, the U.S. and China trying to return to less tense relations. A gun law in Missouri has been struck down. The St. Louis-based federal appeals court doing away with the Missouri law barring local police from enforcing some federal gun laws. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Looking like a dream, I dream somewhere.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these diseases, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your primary caregiver.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beach, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've come a long way since Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore were forbidden to be seen in the same bed on The Dick Van Dyke Show. These days on cable TV, F-bombs drop, heads are blown off, and there are naked bodies aplenty. Not sure which era is better. But did you know that even the wholesome 1950s sitcom Leave It to Beaver battled network censors? And it had nothing to do with the title character's name. According to Cracks.com, an early episode of the show had Wally and the Bees get a pet alligator they wanted to keep in the toilet. The network said absolutely not, because showing toilets on network television in 1957 was an absolute not happening. Coincidentally, on that same episode, Wally and the Bees, love saying that, try to get their pet alligator to drink their dad's brandy. Then they drink some themselves, making the beaver day drunk. The network had no problem with that. It was the household item people do disgusting things to every day that they took issue with, even if they put the seat down when they were done. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wobble, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and light winds for the overnight. Could have a little bit of patchy fog, otherwise lower 70s by sunrise. On Tuesday, excessive heat warning in effect. Highs in the mid-90s, heat index near 105. Look for some showers and thunderstorms in the late day. It's 78 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed it.
Right, and Trump retweeted that. And, of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You have my daughter showing up here.
It's a whole new level of Swift coding. Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift voted already. Taylor Swift voted.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Running
mate.
In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 till 2.
of pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. My name is Greg Fox, sitting in for Jane Matt Nair, who is on vacation right now. She'll be back in a couple weeks, but we're happy to have you here today. We're on a special day. It's Monday. I'm not kidding you. The first hour of the show. Oh, it's Tuesday. I just realized.
It is Monday.
All right, well, it's Monday. And folks, I said it before, I'll say it again. It is very hot. There's a heat advisory.
Right now. I just got the notification on my phone, everybody.
And we're looking at dew points. High. We're looking at heat indexes in the upper 90s and the 100s. So what we're just saying is, stay inside if you can. Please rest. Don't go outside to work.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Check on your neighbors, especially if they're elderly. If they need anything, again, this is what Midwestern folks do. Check on our people.
Yep. And keep your pets inside too. Yes. Don't let your dog run around. It's too hot for them to be outside. I don't care if you're like, he likes it. Nope.
It's too hot for them. Come
on. Exactly. That's yes. But yeah, you can call or text. Same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Be part of the conversation. But right now I want to talk about something that, we were talking about Black leaders organizing our communities. We were talking about voting. Elizabeth, think one of the things that is in your universe, is part of your existence, Miss Angela Lang, who, by the way, is our guest co-host today, because she is the executive director of Block.
Yes.
Your involvement, your working in the unions.
Yeah.
We're coming up on Labor Day.
Yes.
And that's, we're going to have our cookouts, we're going to have our mattress sales, but we want to talk about the importance of unions, and I feel like in the past few years, the union movement has really flipped the narrative in America, and it's shown the importance of the level. So why don't you give us a little background on your experience.
So once upon a time, my first job out of college, as one does, you're like, I'm looking for jobs. Who do I have a relationship with where I've maybe done some work to see if they have some openings? And I had been volunteering on the Fight for 15. And this was in 2012, 2013 era, a long time ago. And that was when the Fight for 15 really started taking off. Passes workers locked down demanding $15 an hour, which by today's market, way under. It's not kept up. But at the time, $15 an hour as a minimum wage felt radical and ridiculous. But I remember volunteering. I started kind of helping out a little bit more. And so I applied for a job. And I applied for a different organization, not knowing their relationship to SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. And they were like, we don't have any openings, but we gave your application to SEIU. And I was like, okay.
Is that legal?
And I was like, sure. And then I get a call from Bruce Colburn.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. You can tell. He's like, all right, come on, student organizing. And I did. I came out of student organizing. I was doing a lot of nonpartisan stuff. Scott Walker was elected. And then I wanted to go for President Madison. I didn't have a car. I don't have money. And I remember getting connected to AFSCME on campus. And they were like, well, we have the resources to apply for a bus. Can you fill it with students? And that was the extent of what I knew about the labor movement, was working with AFSCME in this, Scott Walker, budget repair bill, collective bargaining fight. And so when Bruce called me, I was like, sure, that's not what I applied for, but okay. And I go in for an interview, and I remember having this conversation. I was like, listen, I'm not a union organizer. I have very limited experience in union matters, but I'm a organizer. And if you take a chance on me and teaching me the union side, I think this could translate. And he took a chance on me. And my job at the time as an organizer was to help out with things like the Fight for 15. And I remember working with David Bowen when he was at the county about passing a livable wage ordinance over there. That's how long ago it was. But my job really entailed doing house visits with folks that, wanted to sign up for the union, or we wanted them involved in some sort of way. So the goal is to have this 7-point conversation to try and get someone to join a union. And it was very interesting through those conversations how people saw themselves political or not. And that really stuck with me. So I was largely working with home care workers and CNAs and nursing homes, which were largely Black women. And we had a 45-minute conversation about how child care should be free or how we should raise the minimum wage. And then when it got to the end of the script, when I was trying to make the ask, can you donate to our PAC? They would say that they're not political. And I was like, but you are, by the conversation. And so that really was interesting of like people's relationship to power and access to politics and how they view themselves in it. And I think Black women, just by merely existing, are political in a lot of different ways. So it was interesting, and that actually formed a lot of, you know, a lot of learning that I still bring today to class.
You know, I think that one of the things, as I said earlier, the union movement has flipped the narrative to more accepting. And by the way, the idea of a $15 minimum wage, which I feel like we're still fighting for today.
Yeah, right.
Because it should be like $20, $23 more, which I'm sure some people are saying right now. What?
We'll be kept up with inflation at the end of that, right?
Oh, my gosh. And the arguments of, well, just, you know, those are jobs you're going to keep for the rest of your life. Why not? I mean, what if someone really likes working at a fast food restaurant? They find their calling and their enjoyment out of that.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have to work another job to do it. And exactly. It's not on the realm that $1 billion corporation could afford to pay.
Yes.
But that's for the conversation. The union has really put the narrative, because I feel like even 10, 15 years ago, to say union was almost a dirty word.
Yeah.
It was a divisive word. It had the star-spangled, like, awesome freedomites shaking their fists in the air saying, well, if you don't like it, then quit the job. Or if this, you know, it only, like, one of the things that you can talk about this is the myths versus the truths.
Yeah, yes.
And a lot of things we had, and one of the highways of this, unions were kept open. And I know that's not going to be true. I know that. I mean, that's just not how things operate.
Yeah.
No structure would work under that kind of model. But
right.
If you were in organizing, which is now like to your just community organizing, how have you helped with that? How have you changed minds to make people say, oh, no, these are...
Yeah, I mean, one, I think it's important to know kind of like the timeline. And I just looked up like years ago, because again, I don't know time. I think the first time we started having these conversations about union and class in a very real way was during Occupy Wall Street, and that was in 2011. And, you know, that everybody was talking about 99% versus the 1%, which I think is incredibly important, but then also, at the same time, it raised people's consciousness, but then it kind of went away. And then you had, like, Bernie Sanders raised consciousness, and then, like, he wasn't elected. But, like, there has been kind of this class conversation, I think, the last few years. And it's interesting because, like, when we used to get the union just protects lazy workers, or, like, they don't actually do anything, they just take your money and don't do anything, I would be like, if you got fired from your job right now, whether you did something bad or good, don't you think you deserve to have a day at work, metaphorically speaking, right? And you, like, it's the same thing. It's like, you should be able to have representation against management, especially if they're, like, a corporation or they're getting all this profit off of your labor. You deserve to have your day in court about your actions on the job. And the union doesn't save every single person. It just allows you to have representation. And so, in a way, it's kind of like, if you get locked up and you're like, I can't afford a lawyer, well, everybody is entitled to, you know, their say in court. Maybe provided a public defender, for example, right? And so I think of it in that way of, like, if we understand how the 1% or the man or, you know, management is actually, you know, stealing and extracting our labor without getting anything for it, and basically treating folks with terrible working conditions, the union allows for that space for people to come together, because it's not just you and your union rep. It is your union fighting behind you, and hopefully, you know, if it was a wrongful termination, get your job back. But then also it shows the strength of what a union can do, and it makes the whole work site more, I think, cohesive, and I think it also makes them stronger together, because if people know, oh, as a manager, I can't get away with treating my workers like this because the union has, you know, 50 plus D's just on this floor alone, you're going to start to change how you treat your own workers.
You know, one of the things it sounds like to me, and this is a conversation I have with other people when it comes to certain social programs, like, when you look at infrastructure has their problems. And we can talk about the problems of countries, but there is a morale that happens within these countries saying, I know my country takes care of me.
Yes.
You know, my kid can go to college for a affordable price. I have free health. You know, the list goes on when there is a give and take. And it benefits the people. A miraculous, positive thing goes. And it almost seems to me that, you know, if you have a good union, the morale you're going to have is a work hard. I know that I'm going to work hard. If something goes wrong, if someone's standing behind me. And crazy idea, crazy notion, Angela. I'm breaking ground here, Calvin. If you are a business owner whose shop is a union shop, and you are not, you know, trying to build everything to make the bottom line bigger and bigger and bigger, it makes you want to run a better shop too, because you want to have, you want to have a good relationship with the union, a good relationship with the workers, because you are a good boss or you're part of a good management team. So it seems like, to me, a non-union person, it benefits everyone.
Exactly.
To have this in place.
Exactly. And I think what's so interesting, I think it boils down to, as like during my union organizing, you know, there would be these like mandatory, what we call like captive audience, where they would mandate all the staff, whether it's during their shift or they make them come in separately, they often did because they were mandatory sessions where they would just show you the investment videos or whatever. And it's like, if we don't even get into the weeds of like the contract negotiations, what folks are fighting for, don't you see it's a problem when management doesn't even want their employees to talk together and to organize? Like, if they don't even want you building relationships and they're trying to do this divide and conquer, which we've all seen, Scott Walker, Diane Hendricks, you know, divide and conquer.
Pappy's Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Nation Bowie dealer. Pappy's Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappy's team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappy's Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6.
Like, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, exactly.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm.
Like most people,
you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the good student discount, and our infamous Steer Career discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A third party involved in conversations, it should be okay to talk to your manager. And honestly, I don't disagree with that.
Sure, featuring Honeycrisp, along with all around raisins and more varieties,
sucked.
Perfect for cooking or eating.
I didn't
don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel
and
apples, and bakery items
reasons.
Like cake and bake pies, and fall mums. Absolutely
guys.
Gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm, just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, I mean, fresh is always in season.
You can call me
on Facebook and check the website.
I mean, it's
Hi, this
really,
is Kelly
really,
from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Yeah, did you know there
I've
may
never
be a
been
way
in
a
union.
To stop
I've worked
taking
in union
pain
houses, but for some reason I was a non
feel better
employee,
than you have in years?
But
for
I've
over 70
be strong
years, the Richland
the
Chiropractic Clinic has specialized
on the other side
in natural,
not being in unions and working for like corporations
to help
you
find your quality
saying,
of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance?
When you tell us we don't need one, my first thought is like, why? How is that going to harm you
need a federal
and,
exam
again,
for your CDL?
Line.
We can get that done and keep you on
part
the road.
Of a union,
give us a call at
union,
Richland Chiropractic
your
Clinic.
Honestly, good, bad, or indifferent, we understand it's not
Let
the same for everybody, but we feel like,
health.
You know, school Labor Day's coming
back.
Up. We want to talk
drivers
about 755.
Down in school
I'm sorry,
855-752-4842. Let's make this year safe
Civic.
For everyone.
Let us know. Call
this
a text. Leave a comment on the live stream.
River Valley
We're going to keep
school
the union
district.
Conversation going with
Julie
Angela Lang,
Karen
our guest
State
host for
Farm
today.
Insurance.
Don't go
House
anywhere.
Rock,
stay close. You're listening to Matt
Mariner
on the Civic Media
and
Radio
and
Network.
Is a news
from the center, WRCE.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and ad groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad they claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Nightline with Pete Schwab.
Who's Paltrow?
She has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her, the scent of her private
rights.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightline with Pete Schwab. Weeknights 7 till 9. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm filling in for Jane Matinee, who's on vacation. She'll be back in 2 weeks, but we have a great show for you to hear so far. The wonderful, the talented, Angela Lang, the Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing, our communities, also known as BLOC, is our co-host today. He'll be back next week, too.
Yeah.
It's
on my calendar.
I think it's next Tuesday, but regardless, you're going to be back.
You're going to hear me.
Right. And we hear you a lot. You're on Civic Media a lot.
Yeah, I think I also have some other stuff for someone else. I think Matt is also, Matt Roscoe is also filling in again. So.
Excellent. Well, we love having you around because you're fun.
Thank you.
And you are.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's unabashed.
This is why I will drop you off.
Well, we were talking about unions with Angela was here. SEIU,
yep.
Which is the Service
Employees International Union. The purple ones.
The purple ones, yes. They have one in
the It's my favorite color, so I wasn't mad at it.
I wouldn't mind a nice forest green.
I mean, so AFSCME is green.
But
it's like a different green. Yeah. It's not a forest green. And I hate green, but I the two shirts that I have the most for like sleeping or whatever, I've pulled out Obama Biden t-shirt from SEIU. I was like, I wouldn't even work at SEIU at the time. I think I just found it in the closet and stole it. Same with AFSCME shirts. Union shirts are union made and are thus the most comfortable to sleep in at.
You heard it here first, folks. Folks, if you have experience with unions, whether you're in a union, you were in a union, you want to talk about the greatness of unions, or honestly, we're not going to tell you what you can and can't say as far as content, but if you had a not so great experience, we want to hear from you because we believe that unions here are important. We want to tout them. We want to build them up. Call us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us at the same number. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are on YouTube. We are on the old Twitter. Ye old Twitter. That's what I start calling it.
Ye old Twitter.
As well as Facebook. And yeah, we just want to hear from you and let them know. Bob from Waukesha is calling in. Bob, what say you?
Hi.
We never Hi.
I'm retired Teamster. I put 33 years in with Local 200 in Milwaukee.
Nice.
And my son had asthma and pretty bad. And I don't know how many times at night we'd have to go to Children's Hospital with him. And never. The bill. We had our own clinic on 62nd and Blue Mount where the union was. Dental, health. When I was 2 years ago, it was $2 to the dentist to get your tooth filled or your teeth cleaned or whatever. It was $3, I think, and then it was $2 for a prescription. We had our own pharmacy. And right now, when I was 54 years old, I have a beautiful pension, plus my Social Security, and I'm living my elderly days the way a person should live.
and all these people that are against unions, the right to work law. You know, I get a kick out of people when you talk to them about unions. Oh, I don't want to pay dues. They don't realize how much. Because when you leave that way, you can never go home. And another thing, it used to be when a place was organized and voted for unions, they would negotiate with the employer. And if they couldn't reach an agreement, it went to arbitration. Well, under Trump, they turned out, they took that away. There's no more arbitration. Non-union trucking companies and non-union businesses that have voted to go union and they can't get a contract because the employer refuses to.
Bob, thank you so much for calling and telling that story. Yeah. Seriously, those are the things we need to hear.
Yeah.
My father was also a union truck driver when I was growing up. And yeah, I mean, that connects to what we were saying earlier, is that you have this entity that's here for you to advocate for you, to make sure that you don't have to, I mean, I don't know about not paying any hospital bills, but making sure that they're affordable. I can't imagine what you went through, Bob. My heart goes out to you. And it then inflames my brain to listen to people talk about, and this goes by the notion of like right to work. What an insidious and horribly named idea.
That was right, a fun time working for a labor union in Wisconsin during the right to work fight. That was a good time.
Yeah, I mean, trying to paint it as this idea of like, well, you have the right to work, and you shake your fist for these, once again, these blue denim of truth Americans who think that, you know, a hard work and a hardy attitude is all you need. No, you need people on your side, and that's what the unions do, and that's what, Angela, that's what you did as part of it, and, you know, I wasn't part of that union, but I thank you being a part of that. I know that, I'll be totally honest, when I was younger, had an idea of unions, not based on any sort of real fact. I was a child. But I listened to what people say, and they weren't always the best things.
Yeah.
It has evolved over the past 15, 20 years, and I've seen the people talk about it.
Yeah.
And the passion they have.
Yes.
They're talking about it, and all the work. It's wonderful, and I think we need more, and then we need to get deeper and advocate for more work.
Yeah.
Bob, I thank you again for sharing your story. So,
I've shared this off air, but like, I think Bob's story, it got me thinking more about it. So I worked for a labor union, but I didn't grow up in a union household. And I think there's an assumption that if you work for a labor union, that you have deep, deep, deep labor roots. And as I mentioned before, mine didn't start until college, right? But I understand, though. So I talk about this a lot. You know, I was raised by a single white mother, trying to figure out not only how to raise a black child in a city she was unfamiliar with, but when I was in the seventh grade, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And so what does it mean for her to go to chemotherapy every Tuesday and couldn't afford to take off of work and still had to catch that shift at Walgreens because she didn't have union representation?
Well, we're going to keep that conversation going throughout the week. We have you back. Probably talk some more union talk.
Yeah, I'd love to.
But you're going to be back next week, I believe, Tuesday, but if not, I'll clarify that. But for now, we got to take off. We got to get going. We got to make way for Todd Elba, who will be showing up at noon to 2. Stick around for the Todd Elba Show. We thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for commenting, texting, calling. Couldn't do without you. Calvin, thank you for doing what you do.
Shout out, Calvin.
Thank you, Angela, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And stick around to the Civic Media Radio Network. This has been Matt and Aaron Iyer. Have a wonderful day. Stay hydrated.
News from the Center, WRCE. Crude and Dom. Join us at the Devil's Reunion. Crude is excited because he's been credentialed with the Donald Trump Tower on Thursday. Be here for the greatest radio show ever. Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, that they should be given a button.
If Rocker and I can get along,
right.
Get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between. between the two of you. So
it's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the South, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.